This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. A group of angels is descending on Dallas this week. That's angel investors. The angels were originally going to meet in the nation's capital.
But we thought about that a little bit, and we realized, you know what? That would have been a mistake.
That's Leslie Jump, founder of Startup Angels, based in Washington, D.C.
What we wanted to do was to identify one of the great startup communities in the United States, a city that's really focused on growing startups, growing its innovation economy, and Dallas came up to the top really quickly.
Jump worked with the Dallas Entrepreneur Center to pull together more than 100 angel investors and entrepreneurs from across the country for this two-day event.
So those of you who came in from out of town, we're very happy to have you.
Nationwide, angel investors put nearly $600 million into 200 startups in the second quarter. North Texas angels accounted for 12% of those deals. That's big news in a region where money tends to go traditional, to oil and gas, real estate, and healthcare.
Because we have 25 billionaires here, not to mention the half billionaires, there's such an amazing sort of resource of capital here that is not currently going into the startup community.
Trey Bowles is CEO of the Dallas Entrepreneur Center. He says after entrepreneurs have already begged friends and family for funds, they need money to lift their idea from paper to reality. Usually, at that early stage, venture capital firms aren't ready to make a pledge. That's when the angel investor swoops in.
Angel investing, to me, is about two things. It's investing in a person or team and investing in their idea.
Chris Camillo is a self-made millionaire and Dallas-based angel investor. He says before he throws money behind a startup, the entrepreneur needs to show there's a market.
I want to see some sort of traction that you've been able to pre-sell that idea to your consumers through a crowdfund campaign. That's a really quick way to show that your idea has traction.
There are now at least 7 angel investing groups in the DFW area. There are dozens of startups seeking capital. This week, as angels and earthlings collide in Dallas, the search for a deal, or at least a good tip, is on. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.